Old Rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour, actually, of hour number three here on this Friday, January 9th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. You'd like to get a comment into the show, or if you've never texted me before, feel free to send me a text message. Give me your first name and city. And tell me where you listen to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate that. Got a couple of stories that I wanted to get into this week's show before we wrap up for the weekend. And I think that it's kind of interesting because in talking with Kevin Kievsky, this Attorney General's opinion, and that's basically all this is basically an opinion by the Attorney General claiming that what the House Republicans did was use a law that was unconstitutional. Well, you can see that basically the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, disagrees with the Attorney General's opinion. And as news reported here at the top of the hours, he is taking her to court. Well, one of the people that have been directly involved in this process was, of course, the House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Ann Bolin, Republican of Brighton. Not throwing the towel in too quickly, House Appropriation Committee Chair Ann Bolin pushed back yesterday on Attorney General Dana Nessel's opinion that the law the House Republicans use to reject $644 million spending in work projects was unconstitutional. Bolin argued in a press release yesterday that the Attorney General Nessel is wrong in believing that the budget office's $2.7 billion work project request does not change what the funds are spent on. It affects only how long they remain available to be spent for that legislative determined purpose. Bolin said that may be the law's intention, but that's not what the budget office is actually doing. The Appropriations Committee Chair highlighted three specific instances in which a State Department is attempting to do something brand new in the fiscal year 2026 budget with leftover taxpayer dollars, $2.7 billion, from the fiscal year 2025 budget. In the first instance, she reads, this proposal from the Department of Corrections, as the department using leftover 2025 general operations money to cover new physical plant and infrastructure needs at various state prisons. In the second instance, the Department of Treasury has yet to put out a bid for a large computer project that appears to be using collections, tax compliance, in processing money to consolidate at least 7 separate computer systems, impacting $21 billion in state revenue. The third and final instance that she pointed to was the Office of Retirement Services that is still in phase one of an $11.7 million information technology improvement project that is apparently now using operational money as its funding source. Bowen said the Attorney General's opinion ignores the very plain facts that are in front of us. This work project request submitted by the State Budget Office did not simply extend timelines. They repeatedly changed the purpose of the funding that the legislature had originally approved. So basically, what Bowen is saying, the legislature approved the money for some very specific projects. Well, now the various agencies within the executive branch are shifting the use of that money toward other projects. Bowling said that the legislature clearly has an oversight responsibility over the executive branch, and that's simply what we did with these work projects. These issues go far beyond a single legal opinion from the Attorney General. When information is outdated, even the administration can't clearly explain where the money stands, where is it going, what is it going for. That's a huge red flag, said Bowen. Additionally, Bowen said in multiple cases, departments supplied data that was months out of date, and they were unable to clearly account for how much of the funding had already been expended before proposing the remaining work project. Well, in response to Bolin's press release, Dana Nessel's press secretary, Danny Wimmer, said the Attorney General is confident in her legal analysis and legal conclusions reached in her opinion, and believes that the courts will agree. So, pretty interesting back and forth between what the Attorney General thinks and what the House Republicans think. And ultimately, that's why it's going to definitely go to court. As we all know, economic development has always been a very important issue to this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Well, here is the question. If Governor Gretchen Whitmer is serious about tackling literacy in the new year, so is House Speaker. But what happens also to economic development? Well, entering his second year as House leader, Matt Hall is moving economic development to the back burner. After the topic lost momentum in late 2025, Hall said that basically the Senate dropped the ball on the issue. So now he'll have his members work on it in the background, with the goal of perhaps hammering something out, an agreement, by the end of this year. Well, this was not music to the ears of the business community, who had hoped to see an expanded brownfield development program or perhaps an income tax capture scheme would make it to the governor's desk by the end of 2025. That didn't happen. Now, the programs differ from whether it's corporate welfare, picking winners and losers, and or the governor's approach, not much needed investment in order to attract businesses to come to the state of Michigan. But after the House Republicans' work project denials agitated the Senate Democrats, the numerous differences in how each side would approach either brownfield or tax capture plans simply became too high a hill to climb. Now, Speaker Hall said in a Zoom interview with MERS News Service that he's looking forward to working with Governor Whitmer on literacy, health care affordability, and property tax relief. We will work with the governor directly on solving these problems, Speaker Hall said. So, again, blaming it on the Senate Democrats who dropped the ball. We could have got it done. We didn't because they were upset over us not funding those work projects. Basically, the bottom line. Now, one thing that was real interesting was MERS News Service's quote of the day. Michigan media, I've taken note of how you've treated our governor and her administration with such deference and benefit of the doubt, as you all are unbiased journalists. My administration will expect the same equal latitude and grace. And that quote of the day, made by U.S. Congressman John James, who obviously is speaking as if he has already won or will win the Republican nomination and then go on to win in November to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Pretty big assumption on your part, James. John, I got to tell you, man, not supporting you for governor. You need to stay in Washington and help protect the Republican majority in the U.S. Congress. Not supportive of your run for governor in any way, shape, or form. And I think President Trump would like you to stay there as well. Drop out of the race for governor and announce your run for Congress. We can't not afford to lose that seat. Final segment of this week's show, final segment of this Friday, we'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of today. Got a press release this morning from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. They're a think tank both in Lansing and Midland, Michigan. Mackinac Center applauds historic win for taxpayers. The Michigan legislature concluded the 2025 session without approving any new business subsidy programs, marking the very first time in decades that lawmakers have refrained from spending public money on targeted corporate incentives. Previous years, hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent, and 2023, the last year of the trifecta, where the Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and, of course, the governor's office, well, that reduced greatly in 2024, an election year. And then after the election, November 5th, last year, 2024, last year, 2025, they spent nothing. Zero. The 2025 session marked a notable break from recent legislative patterns. State legislators have authorized $23.2 billion in taxpayer-funded business subsidies programs, according to the Mackinac Center, going all the way back to 2000. Hundreds of millions of dollars every single year. $23.2 billion since the turn of the century. This reform came amid growing skepticism of the scandal-ridden business subsidy programs, as well as bipartisan disagreement between the now Michigan Republican-controlled House and the Democrat-controlled Senate. This, folks, is known as gridlock. Well, James Holman, director of fiscal policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, said this is a welcome development for Michigan taxpayers. Why? Because business subsidy deals simply do not work. Lawmakers are sold big promises, but the outcome is the same. One job has been delivered for every 11 that has been promised going all the way back to 2000. Historically, legislators have handed out business subsidies in hope of attracting developers, filmmakers, battery manufacturers, and various other green energy projects. Yet these programs fall short of their promised outcomes. despite projections that major deals would create tens of thousands of jobs, actually the results have consistently lagged expectations. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy has front page failures. This is a study where they analyzed 20 years worth of business subsidy deals, which cost Michigan taxpayers millions of dollars, but again, only delivered one in 11 of the promised jobs. So as a result, this is actually good news, but it presents a paradigm shift in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's mode of operandi. Why? I've been calling this a money laundering scheme from day one. Ever since she took office January 1st of 2019, these studies, these funds, all these little pet projects that she's come up with over the years, seems like the money always goes to Democrats or her Democrat corporate friends. No accountability, no clawback if they don't do what they promised to do. Just basically give them the money and then let them do whatever they want. If they actually build a factory, if they actually lease a building, if they actually do something and hire people, great. But according to this study from the Mackinac Center of Public Policy, since 2000, only 1 in 11 of the promised jobs ever actually was ever created. Folks, this has got to stop. Well, thank God for the Republicans controlled in the House right now, the House caucus with Speaker Matt Hall. They put a stop to it in 2025. Again, not one penny went toward any type of economic development. In the finishing up of the fiscal year 2025 budget, and the one coming forward, 2026. And now, according to this news story, Matt Hall is saying, you know what? The Senate Democrats dropped the ball. We're not going to even talk about economic development until the end of this year. This will be, if any economic development is actually created this year, it is going to be the new governor of the state of Michigan that will be able to do it. Well, that's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles